The key meeting of two world leaders. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden arriving in Indonesia Sunday for the G20 group summit. He will be meeting face-to-face with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. It's their first meeting since Biden became president. Both leaders are coming into the meeting with major political victories in their respective nations, with President Xi recently securing his third term and the Democrats maintaining control of the U.S. Senate. For the G20 summit begins Tuesday, President Biden meets with Indonesia's president.
And together, we're pursuing a better future. We've finalized a new partnership through the Millennium Challenge Corporation to invest nearly $700 million in developing high-quality transportation infrastructure here in Indonesia.
The Arizona gubernatorial race remains too close to call, with Democrat Katie Hobbs holding a small lead over Republican Carrie Lake. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich tells Fox News Live that he wants his state to adopt Florida's voting laws.
I think 2 years ago I described it as a cluster, so I'm running out of adjectives. The bottom line is this, is the election officials always have excuses. I remind folks that incompetence is not a crime. And frankly, I think we should just get Florida's election laws and just copy them, just delete Florida and put Arizona in.
A deadly bombing in Turkey Sunday.
Rocking a busy pedestrian avenue in the heart of Istanbul, Turkey. The blast is blamed for the deaths of at least six people. Dozens more are hurt. According to state media, police have arrested a person who's suspected of planting the bomb.
That's Fox's Jackie Ibanez. The University of Virginia Police Department says that three people are dead and two others injured following a shooting on the campus grounds. Former UVA football player Christopher Darnell Jones Jr. named as the suspect in the shooting. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former President Trump is inviting reporters to his Mar-a-Lago home in Palm Beach, Florida this Tuesday evening for an announcement. Fox's Eben Brown reports from Broward County, Florida.
Former President Donald Trump will announce something, though he won't say what, other than many people will like it. He's called a press conference to take place Tuesday evening at the Mar-a-Lago Club, the posh Palm Beach club he owns and where he now resides. The speculation and bookmakers' bets are on his formally announcing he will seek the White House again in 2024. It is assumed the former president would campaign for the Republican Party's nomination, but nothing would stop him from running as an independent.
The man convicted in last year's deadly Christmas parade attack will be sentenced this week in Wisconsin. Fox's Jeff Manasso has the report.
It was important for victims and their families to have it behind them, the sentencing of Daryl Brooks Jr. before this year's Waukesha Christmas parade early next month, with Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro setting sentencing for Brooks this Tuesday and Wednesday, allowing time for victim impact statements. Following Brooks's conviction on 76 counts, including six murder charges in last year's deadly Christmas parade attack, convictions that Brooks says he's going to appeal.
The Eagles and the Commanders battling it out on Monday Night Football.
At 8-0, Philadelphia is the only remaining unbeaten team in the NFL and the clear favorite to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. The Eagles are averaging 28 points per game, which ranks second in the league. The Eagles already beat the Commanders once this season, winning 24-8 in Washington in Week 3. It's been a tumultuous season in D.C. with all of the controversy that's been swirling around team owner Dan Snyder. Despite that, the Commanders have been competitive, posting a 4-5 record and and last week coming up just short in a game against the one-loss Vikings.
That's Fox's Eric Messersmith. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.